Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So in other words, documents, their little attempt to suppress it is going to blow up in their face. Okay, this is Dr. Bill Daigle, and we have our Mother's Day sale on. The coupon, of course, is Mother. You can see if you go to Periscope, we have launched the EDUCAP. You can buy it now. Now, we had some funny hacks out. I talked to John Spring, and he told me people were going in there, and there's all of a sudden there are pop-ups popping up, you know, selling the tennis shoes or God knows what. We're going to, I get Simon, my guy, to put a security quite a bit higher, and you won't get pop-ups, okay? You can purchase it now. Right now, I found out that the price for the nation's board for a family has risen from $32 last year to $50. I don't know what it is for a single person. We have to adjust the buying there, because if you buy a bottle and we just do, let's say, 7 days or 14 days, if you do 7 days, you get four people. We need to get information on each of those, including their medical history, their medications, their natural drugs, their blood group, and their any surgical interventions. I need to have all their history. And their location and so on, and their email and contact. Because we sell you you get into the EDUCAP study, and we sell you the bottle for the equivalent to four people if you do 7 days. If the 7 days after 2 weeks wait and a blood test doesn't indicate an adequate antibody, we want to do another cycle. It's my feeling that after we did the injected study last year, which we didn't publish because we didn't know how the idea is stolen, it's a big deal, with Dr. Bill saying we actually created spike protein, and the same reference lab, which is National Federal Reference Lab, within 2 weeks. And not even four, just one injection into the lymph node or blood vessel, into a vein. So this is a different delivery system, which we know will work. It's a special Lonza capsule to deliver the biomolecule exosomes, which are microRNA. We train the what's called dendritic cell culture in a bioreactor to generate what's called these special memory molecules that actually tell your body how to become T-cell and B-cell immune. If it works, which we have to wait for until we get the actual full study results on the oral distribution, the injectable version with the full spike protein, not just the sigma-1 portion, which is the lock and key how to get in your cells, which is why we chose that just that portion, not the whole spike protein, this will be monumental. And we've already had a contact from Santiago, Chile. I have a contact in India that wants to do a replication. What we'll probably do is increase our production here. We have one bioreactor. If we need to increase to up to 10, if we need to, on site. Excuse me. The problem is increasing worldwide for several reasons. I have Simon here, my very good caller, on hour one, so we're going to have a dialogue together. But the first thing is the spike protein by themselves could cause lung damage. So if you have a partner, they're giving off, or a worker, or a place where there's a lot of people that have been vaccinated, they're going to give off spike protein to cause vascular disease, lung damage, and pneumonia, maybe autoimmune disease and even cancer, because they're going to cause cancer cell transformation in your cells. So in other words, the person that's vaccinated is also, because they don't create T-cell immunity, become a magnet to become a carrier. Now, I'm going to explain something, and I'll use a little bit of humor here. You know the guy that they claimed who killed John F. Kennedy? You know what his name was? Lee Harvey Oswald, right? Yeah. Simon, are you there?
That's correct, Dr. Eagle.
Now, Lee Harvey Oswald, they killed him when a mob guy killed him. Now, you have to understand that the guy that was involved was with LBJ. He actually stationed this all out and planned it out to not only assassinate John F. Kennedy, but he had the cooperation of the mob, the Russians, including the Russian leader at that time, who was probably one of the main culprits there, because Russia had already been planting nuclear missiles in Cuba and were very ticked off that Kennedy actually notified the people they were there. Actually, John F. Kennedy, John W. Spring, our guy who's on the show every day, was the one who notified him. So what they did is Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he had personally discovered with the people who were doing research there in Baton Rouge that if you take an animal and make them very sick or lots of free radicals, and you introduce a virus or pathogen, it actually speeds up the mutation of that pathogen. Now, normally, like the 1917 pandemic, when it was created by a recombinant version of injecting pigs with human flu by virus blood, and they created experimentally and didn't mean to do it, they're trying to create a typhus vaccine, they created the super virus, which killed 100 million people worldwide, we estimate. And it was the nidus of that, those genetics were pulled up by the 70s to create the AIDS virus. The AIDS virus came out of the 1970 pandemic when they exhumed fragments of blood from a person who was pulled out of the permafrost in the 1970s. They finally discovered a way of using supercomputers to actually reassemble the viral fragments. And they built a BSL-5 facility in Long Island. You're not going to hear this from anybody else because they don't have classified access to information like I do. Now, you have to understand, viruses snuggle into a population, so there was a big wave, first wave, in 1917, there was a second, much bigger wave in 1918, and there was no third wave. Because if you're not making a sick population that has a lot of free radicals, the virus tries to snuggle and mutate enough, it becomes basically non-lethal. It's like a regular flu. So that's what's happening now. In general, with the people who aren't vaccinated, but the problem is the vaccinated people are loaded with now inflammation and free radicals, so they're a cauldron to push the virus to mutate. Now, I believe that the AstraZeneca formula is one of the worst cauldron injectable toxins, so 20 nations have already wiped it out and after their books. You can't get it. But this is the exact same formula with a different name in India. And that's why I think the 14 mutations in India, according to this immunologist who came on a few months ago, said we've got to stop these vaccines because they're causing the speed of mutation. Now, the reason is they changed the host. Now, the guy who discovered that was Lee Harvey Oswald. Is that interesting or what? And he worked in a bioweapon lab in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Probably the reason why they killed him. They figured, well, we got to wipe this guy out. We don't want this information to go, because he was a bioweaponeer, okay? Now, you got to understand, all the components of the bioweapon, which is this coronavirus, came from our U.S. military, USAMRIT, and the U.S. government. It was not invented in China. We even paid for the building of the facility by a European contractor to build the Wuhan facility in China, in Wuhan. The Chinese didn't do it. We did it. We have everything they had, all right? So when you hear the bullshit on other nations and people talking about this, or there's not a virus, you're an idiot. There's gene clade analysis. We know the exact location of the specific gene mutations. And the only one that can't mutate is the Sigma 1 that was reverse engineered by Dr. Lieber in Harvard using a supercomputer. Then he melded it with the virus, which is 1,000 miles from Wuhan in China, that already had some genes inserted partly from the AIDS virus. Again, AIDS. And the AIDS virus attacks the extracellular matrix of mitochondria. The hydroproxy radical, which cross-links the von Willebrand factor, and that's the primary cause of death, is an electron transport problem, hyperproxy radical-induced vasculopathy, and things like Lewy body and spongy encephalopathy. So my first-line defense kit is far more powerful than ivermectin, which is about 75%, and hydroxychloroquine, which is helpful usually early on, but later on it's completely useless. And so I have the only treatment to stop it completely or rescue people from it. And I put together a rescue protocol, and that includes the Inflamex, our cell defense group of gold. We have a special supplier from India. And, of course, the PowerC Plus capsules of crystals that actually neutralize the mitochondria. And then we have free radicals. We have ultrathiamine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma A plus. Now, we can add some additional things like selenium, cruciferate, anti-age max with quercetin and long-acting resveratrol, life support, liquid zeolite that's non-acid washed, other things. But the main thing is that core thing to protect you. And we have also ways of monitoring with mitochondrial oxidative marker tests or blood tests, electron microscopy of your external white cells, and looking at the EM study of your stroma and so on of the mitochondria, see if the mitochondria is getting a... Because remember, mitochondrial DNA is 30 times more likely to be mutated under oxidative stress. And when, like Lee Harvey Oswald discovered, when you take a host and you mutate them, you make them very free radical acidic, they're a cauldron for mutating the virus. Now, most of those mutations, including from South Africa, are less lethal. But now we have viruses that are very freaking lethal. And it's most likely that these 14 mutations add up to a super virus. Also, the spike proteins come off them for the people that were vaccinated with this AstraZeneca type vaccine in India are much more lethal. People are bleeding to death. People have all kinds of complications, miscarrying babies. It's the spike protein is the number one toxin. The number two is one I postulate, which I call an infotoxin, which is when you screw up someone's body or immune system, you generate microRNA, which transfers memory. Now, believe it or not, there is a, if you want to call it the love molecule, when you actually love someone, there's an exchange of biomolecules in your microRNA that activates oxytocin. When we had our special forces, I actually worked with special forces in Delta. We measured oxytocin levels, and if one of the members did not do a high oxytocin level after a main operation, we pulled them from the team because they knew they were not going to support their buddies. You have to be like an organism, like a mummy and a baby. Now, you have to understand, these biomolecules make us not only individuals, but make us orgasmic. In other words, we're connected to each other. So if Johnny visits his grandma and he's been exposed to the virus, or he's had her, say, her EduCap, he's likely to transfer microRNA to her to make her immune. That's part of herd immunity. Now, you can have the opposite. If you have toxic microRNA, you can make somebody very freaking sick. So the vaccine has now become a plague on the rest of the population. And it's very probable we're having not only the explosion of the virus in India, that's why everybody's shutting down air travel, but the C7 nations just last week all listed, and the first one to announce is Canada, that no one will be able to travel across any state line out of any country in the G7 unless they have a vaccine passport. Now, the vaccines are actually pushing the virus to mutate. So when we come back, I'm going to hear from Simon. I want him to talk during the break here. But what we have is a catastrophe, and they've actually taken a relatively mild virus which go away with proper treatment, and now mutated to become a super virus. And so now the combination of that and these toxic carrier vaccines, the Frankentoxin shots, God help us all. I have the solution. Nobody else does. And I don't see them trying to help.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Simon, before we get into this, I'd like you to respond to what I said before the break. What I see happening, I see a lot of people. In fact, I'm going to be attending the end of this month a conference with Dr. Batar and about 16 other doctors, where I'll just be a person watching. But I've offered to mention two talks to them they don't have. Number one, a talk on the EduCap, which, by the way, today you can buy. Now, don't mind the pop-ups. We're going to fix the security so you don't get stupid pop-ups like trying to sell you tennis shoes. But it's available now, and it's secure. We need actually a information on each person that's going to do it. So if it's just yourself, you buy a bottle, you'll have enough for repeating it if you have to, let's say three more times if you need to induce an immunity. Or you have a bottle you want to just try one time and you have four individuals. I need all their information, okay? So that means I don't need you to spend $400 each time. I just want to make sure we get all their information. Now, if you have two people and you want to be able to do a backup, let's say repeat, then again, the same thing. $400 will get you two people in, or four people, but I need the information of those people. Now, I'm going to modify the intake form there a little bit so it'll take that. But people have to understand, where we're at right now is they were trying to do the grand reset. First, they wanted to create this virus. Then the vaccine is a part of the virus. Then they want to collapse the economy. And then they want to sterilize you because the virus itself, but the vaccines for sure, will sterilize you. They already been telling people in Europe, from doctors that are experts in this, that basically you detect your ova and detect your sperm, just like the tetanus shot I discovered when I went to Zurich, Switzerland in 97. They gave me a document where the tetanus shot actually had antitrophoblast antibodies purposely set up in it, and the Catholic doctors a few years ago in Kenya discovered the same thing about 5 years ago. Well, this is back in the 90s. So you have to understand the United Nations behind this. They had accepted Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, with Bill Gates and others and people, these transnational foundations. And you have to understand their plan is to reduce the world population by 90% and to turn the rest into sterile cyborgs. Now, it's not just a matter of looking at either, as you mentioned, a very good comment, Simon, people either think they're either evil or crazy. Well, they can be both. What I like to do is get inside the head of my enemy, and that's why I'm very good at strategy. It's one of my talents of strategy, whether it's medical or dealing with a disease. Get inside the enemy of the disease. For example, did you know that I was a discoverer with Dr. Audie Hume that diabetics have high insulin? And I got persecuted for it. And I also, in the next year, I'm going to actually publish the actual findings. I've got proof now. Your primary insulin is in your muscles. So, in other words, the cause of diabetes is in your insulin resistance by loss of the GLUT4 transferrin and insulin receptor caused by superoxide radical in your muscles. That's the cause of diabetes. And then your blood insulin will go higher and higher, and you compensate and keep your blood sugar normal until finally it flips. But you're also shoving with higher insulin, making triglyceride, which is being shoved in your fat cells, so you get fat. You get also hypothyroidism, converts and blocks and creates T4 into reverse T3, which blocks your thyroid because you resend T4 to your tissues. You don't want T3 in your tissues. You want to convert it when you need it. It's almost like a choke on a gas pedal. All the other doctors in the world are wrong. I'm right. And I have proof for it right, okay? Just like I was right about high insulin. Now, what I'm saying about the virus here now, what they've done actually is created a Holocaust. And the main person came up with this doctor from Belgium 2 months ago and said, oh, my God, by creating these Franken shots, according to Dr. Francis Bullis, he calls them Franken shots. I call them chemo shots. Because they're doing research on inserting genes to kill cancer, they have now created a super weaponized monstrosity that they are, it's out of control. I think actually no matter what, if you don't vaccinate the other person, it's already out of the box. The beast is coming. Now, part of the solution is by EduCap, because if you can block the virus so it can't attach, it doesn't matter how many mutations it has, it can't get in, whether you're vaccinated or not. And I need billions of dosages. So I've had a contact from Santiago Chile. I'm talking to this guy, Talil Lal, who's a multimillionaire, works with Hong Li. He's an infectious disease doctor in Florida and sells to the United Nations and India and other countries. He has special molecular formulas for different tropical diseases, etc. And they may want to, quote, replicate. But what I'll do first is probably increase production at our facility. But you need to sign up and purchase your EduCap now. Now, it only takes 5 days to a week to generate the first batch of 45 pounds. And that will go off to generate 1,332 bottles per 45 pounds per week. That's a lot. But if we need to increase production, we can add more bioreactors. What's going to happen is the second thing is we need to also rescue the people because they're releasing spike proteins, which are biotoxin by itself. And they can even damage people's lungs and cause pneumonia or God knows what. Cardiac arrest, bleeding problems, miscarriages, probably inflammatory changes can even cause autoimmune disease or cancer. In other words, the person that's a bioreactor, almost like the virus is going to be under stress, the people around the vaccinated people will be stressed by even believing, sharing airspace with them in a workspace, whatever, in a face diaper or a napkin over your face isn't going to stop those spike proteins from coming out and infecting and damaging the people around them. So I want to hear your comments before I play this little clip about the Nuremberg trials. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Deagle. I think that it's very important, as you have always advocated, for people to do their own research. And
right.
I don't think you're talking down at all to your listeners when you try and explain to them some of these fundamental medical and psychological concepts, because we are dealing with fear.
That's the biggest virus, the fear virus. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And so sometimes, you know, you've got the classic, you know, fight or flight response, but the middle, more modern possibility is fight, flight, or paralysis. And it's very easy to be overwhelmed with the volume of counter-indicating information out there. And unfortunately, most people are defaulting to the one search engine that carries about 80% of the world's internet searches. I can mention the name if you need me to, but it's pretty obvious to most people.
That's true to someone. Let me interrupt you for just a second, okay?
Yeah.
There are several streams of consciousness in terms of facing the truth about this. The first stream is people who just watch the news. Okay, those people basically are, I call them a mankind version of Lemming, okay? They're just going to believe whatever they're told. You know, Biden won the election, the vaccines are safe, you know, if you take it, you'll be the first day, you'll feel free. When really you're going to sell the face diaper, and you're now going to be a generator of toxins, okay? So if you're married, maybe your wife will miscarry your baby because you've had the vaccine. In fact, I got a nasty report from someone who that very thing has happened, and the husband came home, and the wife got sick as hell because they're sleeping together. Now, the second group of people are people what I call the early responders. They're people that kind of see truth. They realize, even if it's distant, for example, my show is on Genesis Network, and I do my videos. I put on BitChute and Brighteon. But I've been banned everywhere. They've even told me, I'm still getting new members, say, attached to my YouTube account, and even though they blocked me off about 3 months ago. And my Vimeo account, they destroyed about 10 months ago, and Spotify. So all of the very basic social media, believe it or not, I still have Facebook and I still have Twitter, but everything else is gone. Now, you have to understand that the other doctors that I spoke to, and I talked to a bunch of them over the last, say, year or so about this, Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Karimade, but in a discussion they had on the 22nd of last month, they didn't make any discussion saying my name or the fact I have a solution like the First Line Defense Kit or the EDUCAP studies about to launch. And we already did this preliminary last year. We didn't publish it, but we did. And we proved it worked. So the fact is there's some ego issues here and control of the media. And I think some people are more into getting, controlling the message than actually solving it or providing solutions. How's that?
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say a suspect is in custody after three people were hurt in a school shooting in Idaho. It happened this morning at Ridgeway Middle School, just north of Idaho Falls, which is in the eastern part of the state. Two students and one adult suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A sweeping new voting bill is now the law in Florida.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So, bill is signed.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends, DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency. Democratic critics call it an effort to restrict voting access. The NAACP and other groups have already filed a lawsuit against the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. A new voting bill is now the law in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends today. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency, but Democratic critics without any proof call it an effort to restrict voting access. You're listening to USA Radio News. News. Radio News. No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dictator rise from it, right? Enforce the situation. Okay, I want to play this little clip here, and I'm going to get your comment by it. It's interesting about only about two minutes 52 seconds, so it's a very short one.
The world is engaged in the largest clinical trial, the largest global vaccination trial ever.
You need emergency use authorization because these are. They never had it properly used up. And they were just used
the largest global vaccination trial ever, and we will have
Greg Hunt,
enormous amounts of data.
Australian Prime Minister.
Yes, it's very interesting.
The message of the public, it's safe, it's effective, it will help protect you, but it will also help protect your mom and dad, your grandparents, your nonna, all of Australia.
Yeah.
The Nuremberg Code is the most important document in the history of the ethics of medical research. The code was formulated 70 years ago, in August 1947, in Nuremberg, Germany, by American judges sitting in judgment of Nazi doctors accused of conducting murderous and torturous human experiments in the concentration camps, the so-called Doctor's Trial. It served as a blueprint for today's principles that ensure the rights of subjects in medical research. The 10 principles of the code are: first, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. This latter element requires that before the acceptance of an affirmative decision by the experimental subject, there should be made known to him the nature, duration, and purpose of the experiment, the method and means by which it is to be conducted, all inconveniences and hazards reasonably to be expected, and the effects upon his health or person which may possibly come from his participation in the experiment. The duty and responsibility for ascertaining the quality of the consent rests upon each individual who initiates, directs, or engages in the experiment. It is a personal duty and responsibility which may not be delegated to another with impunity.
And that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. Accept that this is the new world order.
Wow. Yeah. So what do you think of that?
I can comment.
I don't think people realize what's really going on here.
But first of all, there are three key points. There are three key points to keep it as simple as possible. One, that a gross oversimplification of what was actually charged and the consequences of the Nuremberg trial, which we can talk about on another occasion, and the details are very, very important in American society today.
Yeah, and by the way, there were doctors who were executed for it, for exactly the same kind of garbage that's going on right now, okay?
But you have to remember that there are lots of doctors who were brought to America, never faced trial, and there are lots of doctors who got seven-year sentences that were commuted, and then they became the head of international companies. So you can say some doctors were hung, and a handful were, but
It's a show trial, but the rest of them became part of our medical establishment here in America and Big Pharma.
Yes.
Right? For example, the people that invented aspartame, which is to keep women sterile in the Nazi death camps, was brought from Germany to America, aspartame, for example. And many of our vaccines and our Big Pharma drugs are from Essen and other companies inside Germany that came over to America and brought those Big Pharma here.
But not only aspartame, which people may regard as being relatively innocuous. I think the product that people will be best served in researching is thalidomide.
Thalidomide.
Which the medical establishment covered up the consequences of that for 5 years, while thousands of children were being born with terrible birth defects, and many of them were being euthanized on the delivery table and simply being recorded as stillbirth because their deformities were so hideous. Now, the people who were involved in the development of that were also chemists who had been involved in Nazi experimentation. So, anyway, the term Nazi is so inflammatory that a lot of people just switch off to that and say, well, anything that's Nazi can't possibly be done in Britain or America or Israel. But they have to remember it was Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the famous Russian writer who wrote a very predictive book, The Gulag Archipelago, who said that any of the horrors that have occurred in the world during the 20th century could happen anywhere else in the world in the future.
Under a different label, that's all.
Yes, quite possibly. They're not going to say,
let me get inside the head of the globalist here, and I'm going to spin it out a bit. Because I heard Cole wants to interview me and talk about some of this stuff, talk about advanced space stuff, too. The first thing is the people who are running the New World Order are what's called Druids, all of them. The Druidic Council of 12 and the Pindar runs Earth, literally for Satan. And the Nephilim are fallen angels or beings from other recent worlds and are part of the galaxy and cosmos have been instrumental in creating the evil on Earth. It's exoplanetary and transdimensional. Now, the religions in every ancient holy book, going from the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, the Urantia book, all these different materials that I have, all mentioned about the fact there's evil from other worlds. Now, the fact is our globalists are either directly indwelt by these beings in a disembodied spiritual sense, or they're being basically harassed or controlled by them. Now, if you understand when you generate these things, you have to get into perspective of the people. 90 to 95% of what, quote, the devil and his minions do on Earth, like the Shriners, looks, tastes, and good smell. For example, most people will make the misadventure statement that it wasn't the Green Dragon Pub that actually founded the U.S. Constitution, the powers of opposition to set up the executive, legislative, and legal branch as opposition powers to each other. It was actually done by high-level Masons to understand, like, the Luciferic principle of oppositional powers. It was not the Bible that founded the American principle of oppositional powers, which made it so strong. It was Luciferic-level, high-level Masons that understood these principles. People don't understand that, and I'm sure you do, because you're smart. Now, you have to understand what's going on here is we've had various power takeovers. The first takeover was 1871, when America went bankrupt and formed a mini-city called D.C., which is not a state, it's a D.C., it's a city. And the city-state's actually owned by the British government and the banks by Britain and funded by actually the Vatican and what's called the Vatican-type banks, which are basically the banks that run 95% of the world currency. People don't understand this. Now, they went to a grand reset because they decided that they wanted to survive. And there's two events that are now confirmed since 2019. They were looking forward because they had, spiritual prophetic kind of feelings. There's some dates that they're looking at. And now these dates become more hard. April 29, there's going to be Apophis, an asteroid three times the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs, past two times the distance from the moon. But the gravity waves, combined with other things, can cause a release of water from ringwoodite in the rock mantle, and that can cause a pole shift. Now you have on top of that the explosion of the star Betelgeuse, and they have put in the 2015 two gravitonic telescopes here in America, and I took care of the South Pole telescope in Colorado Springs years ago, 25 years ago. And the SPT, we had a Pymeson scope in Antarctica as well as a gravitonic scope there, mapping out along with the Hadron Collider in Europe, wormholes across the galaxy for fast-light travel across the galaxies through time-space vortices. You have to understand what the globals are doing. They're getting ready for galactic and intergalactic travel and trade and dominance, and they have all kinds of technology. Some of it's not from there, but from other worlds. That's what's really going on. And you're not going to hear this from anybody else because they don't have the knowledge I have at all. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. Mentioned on the break here. Now, does that make any sense, Simon? Because I think what I want people to kind of grasp here is the globalists are actually just trying to survive. And they're rich, and they're spoiled, and they're self-centered, but if you don't get inside their twisted heads, you know, for example, look at the Shriners. They have a hat on their head that's red. Do you remember the story about the order went out to the leaders in Morocco back many centuries ago, I think around the 9th century, and what they did is decided they executed 500,000 Christians and beheaded them. And they've dunked their white hats, which are fez hats, into the blood of the circulating fountains, and their fez became red with the blood of the Christians. And they put on the front of it the scimitar of Islam. So when you see a Shriner that's getting all these free hospital things for kids, they have the scimitar of Islam on their red hat, fez hat, that's dunked in the blood of Christians. So you have to understand that when people are doing even good works, there actually is always an evil agenda behind it if you actually are following the Lucifer principles, where 95% of what the devil and his people do, whether it's medical, legal, or otherwise, for example, the legal profession is under the British Authorized Registry, the Bar. That doesn't matter if you're Russia, China, or anywhere, or all under the Bar Association. People don't get that. They don't realize that 95% of what the devil does looks, tastes, and smells good. But people don't get that, do they? The only one you can sin against is God, because it's not his will. It'd be your will, but it's not God's will. And what's going on right now is the globalists are doing what they decide on their own will, because they figure this is how they're going to survive, by setting up a dialectic of destruction of the population, sterilization, and turning them into sterile cyborgs that won't interfere with their survival when the passage of Apophis happens, which means in ancient Egyptian the destroyer, and the star Betelgeuse continues to explode as a supernova with periodic collapses and expansions, and the gravity waves come and release more ringwoodite-induced rock release of water that creates magma, drives the pole shift of the Earth, which is coming. Another pole shift is coming, and roughly every 12,000 years of what's called a nova event of the sun. And when that nova event happens, it's reflected by our Van Allen radiation belt over 22,000 miles where the Dark Knight satellite is, because they told me why it's out there monitoring in polar orbit. But it classifies the surface of the moon, so when the astronauts walked on the moon surface, they walked through broken glass because the actual surface was classified. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I think it's worth bearing in mind that when you draw comparisons, for example, with Islam, many people often say, why hasn't Islam gone through a reformation? And the average Muslims aren't, should you ever pose the question to them, it's because Jesus only went to God and came back once. Muhammad went to God and came back twice. So well, everything that he didn't understand on his first visit, he got a chance to ask for clarification. And that's why a reformation is unnecessary in Islam. And that's
actually, there's two different dialectics. That's partly true, but there's two dialectics. One is that there has to be a bloodline of prophets from one to the other. The other is no need for a bloodline. And that's really the difference between the Sunni and Shiite. So they're at each other's throats. They hate each other more than they do Christians or Jews or anybody else. So that's a perfect dialectic. In fact, if you look at Albert Pike's 1871... dogma document, he explains how the Third World War would be between primarily Christians and Islam, and would create a dialect where all be left would be the Luciferic Satanists around the world. So, you know, you have to understand this is all part of the dialectic of how Lucifer controls and manipulates, and people don't realize the reason why America is strong is because it takes these lower-level beings called, you know, American citizens that believe the U.S. Constitution is biblical. In fact, it's oppositional. It's completely Luciferic. It has nothing to do with the Bible. People don't get that, do they? Now, the country is Christian because it allows Christianity, also allows Islam and Judaism and so on. But the ultimate dialectic controls Islam. That's why the seat of the mark of the beast is from America. When I got taken on October 10th, 1993, and this is not me, I'm not being delusional, or is the talk junkies, I said, "You're autistic, aren't you, Deagle?" And they cut off the dialogue because they didn't want to hear the supernatural. Exactly 9 months a day later, I walked into physical places in, say, Shreve Air Force Base, 2 miles underground, as the angel brought me. So I'm not delusional. I'm a scientist first. I'm a spiritual person, then I'm a scientist, then I'm a doctor. But I can tell you, the people say, "Well, how come I don't have those events?" Well, maybe you didn't die and were being brought back from the dead and from the power of eternity. And maybe I'm just brought back simply because God wanted me to be witnessed. Think of me as Dr. Lazarus, okay? I've seen the other side, and I actually have my astral eyes open. Now, if you had your eyes open, which I can help open them, by the way, with a combination of my nutraceuticals and prayer and other technology, so your lamp becomes brighter and your connection to the Creator and higher spiritual powers of eternity open up, so you start to perceive things. You don't have to reincarnate like Buddhists think. You simply have to be revealed as to the nature of reality, because most people don't do that, not even one quote time during their life. But it's possible to do so. And right now, the population is being pushed to start looking for a higher spiritual reality because hope is gone. Most young people, older people, realize with the collapsing of the economy and the spreading of the virus, it's not going away, and now the super strain is very likely emerged now from India, most people are starting to completely lose hope. Now, if, unfortunately, in the next few months, they're proved correct that this virus is now mutated in the AstraZeneca-type version in India, and now they're not only collecting a flight from India, but they're also seeing the emergence in other countries of a super strain virus. Everybody's going to freak out if they go to more lockdowns, because nobody's ready for more lockdowns, are they? So what I see coming is the population needs to have a wake-up call. And all these other people out there, I notice all these other talkers, okay, and I have them on my show, even though the ones are going to be on this conference at the end of the month, I've tried to contact him and say, "You need to contact me because I'm not just a talk person. I'm a solution person. You know, I've been back from the dead multiple times, okay? And it's either supernatural interventions or technology I have, so I can reverse heart disease, heart failure, cancer. I do lots of things other people find really difficult. I take treatments like IPT chemo and the dendritic vaccine with my NutriMeds and other technology which I have, which nobody else has. And your cancer goal, bye-bye. I can open up your coronary arteries and create new ones without even cracking your chest like a lobster. You don't need a bypass. I can fix it. I can treat your degenerating brain with nutraceuticals and technology, combination of tech and nutraceuticals, my red development. I can regrow neural pathways and myelination and so on to regenerate your brain. Now, the technology is getting more and more refined. I'm going to soon be able to put them through the lumen pad specific frequencies or broadcast it to a room. And what people don't understand is that we're approaching a time where the regular diseases of mankind will not be the cause of death. It'll be wars. It'll be a supernova. It'll be a comet come in or some other just plain stupidity like flying your air vehicle that's, you know, beyond normal speeds or having an accident falling off a building. People won't die of disease anymore. They'll die of stupidity, violence, and war. And the problem is people are not ready. We did actually a war analysis of that a few years ago, and we discovered with Dr. Ron Klatz, head of A4M, if we did actuarial tables, the average person, if they didn't age, would live 476 years, even though some people die at 5. And only one person in 10,000 would live 10,000 years, which is kind of interesting. It means that the current level of danger of our world, there's nobody's going to live, say, 100,000 or even 20 or 30,000 years. They'll die by that time by accidents and damage and God knows what's going on. So we have to change the nature of the world to make it safer for not only humans but other beings. Now, The problem I see is a lack of being able to see truth. Now, the people like us, like me, and John Spring, and for yourself, Simon, is we see a patterns, and we're able to see truth beyond the normal population. Most of the normal population have a small, what's called sensor band, which means they can't assemble concepts to see that what they believe today conflicts with something we previously knew. So they can have conflicting ideas in their head. Now, I'm building up a thing called a decision tree to measure your curiosity quotient. And simply ask hundreds of questions to tell me how many conflicting ideas you have in your head. If you believe all those ideas, you don't have any straight ideas in your head at all because they are conflicting in the terms of logic of the nature of reality and what's really going on. But the people who can see truth see the entire full concept because they have a wide sensor band. Does that make sense?
Yes, Dr.
Now, if you see go ahead.
Let me please interject just very quickly before we get to the end of the hour and we change to a different subject, Mr. Bernstein.
Right. Yeah.
I would strongly encourage your listeners to look up the 2018 paper from the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security entitled Technologies to Address Global Catastrophic Biological Risks, in which they talk
about... What year was that again?
2018, in which they talk about transmissible viral vaccines. And I believe that that concept is based upon, in part, a paper that was also published earlier that year.
I know they hypothesized that, but if they're only shedding spike protein and not really spreading a vaccine, because it's not going to be the same. Very good.
But the effect is the same, and that's what people need to understand.
Okay, so Simon, that's great comments. At the bottom of the hour two, you can go back into. We're all done here, yeah. Okay,
may I stay online and listen to what Mr.
Bernstein says? Stay online, yeah. Okay, thanks. That's what. What? No, just a short.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anything else you like, NutraMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.